This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. President Draupadi Murmu has said a developed India can be built only on strength of self-reliant, self-esteemed, independent and empowered women. Addressing a day-long conference on the theme Nari Shakti Se Viksit Bharat in New Delhi yesterday to mark the International Women's Day, the President stressed that there should be more women in the workforce of India is heading towards becoming the third biggest economy in the world. President Murmu described this provision as the reservations for women in the Lok Sabha and state assemblies through the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhyanam as a historic step towards the political empowerment. Prime Minister Narendra Modi distributed 450 crore rupees in financial assistance to over 2.5 lakh women from over 25,000 self-help groups during Lakhpati Didi Sammelan at Navsari in Gujarat yesterday. Speaking at the Lakhpati Didi Sammelan on the occasion of International Women's Day, Mr. Modi assured that the government is dedicated to the empowerment of women, highlighting the significant steps taken to empower their lives. He emphasized that India is advancing towards the women-led development, with the government placing the utmost importance on dignity and the well-being of the women at every step. The Indian Air Force Chief, Air Chief Marshal A.P. Singh, has emphasized the need for India's technological ecosystem to evolve at a stage where the country pioneers new innovations that others inspire to follow. Speaking at the event at the private news channel, he underscored the growing role of the technology, particularly unmanned aerial vehicles in the modern warfare. In a separate session, Navy Chief Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi shared the key takeaways from the ongoing global conflicts, noting that the technology has enabled the smaller or the less experienced opponents to challenge the larger adversaries. He stressed that the sustainability is critical and the Atmanirbharta is essential, urging the faster pace of the ingestion in defence. In Punjab, six factory workers were trapped under the debris after the roof of the factory collapsed in Ludhiana last evening. A large-scale rescue operation is currently underway to extract them. The Ludhiana Deputy Commissioner Jitendra Jorwal informed the multiple agencies, including the two teams from the National Disaster Response Force as well as the local police, the health officials, the fire and the factories departments and the municipal corporation are involved in the rescue operations. The State Revenue Minister, Hardeep Singh Mudian, is also overseeing this operation. The Ministry of Labour and Employment has urged the platform workers to register themselves at the eShram portal from the formal recognition to access the benefits of the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana. The AP-PMJ health scheme provides the coverage of 5 lakh rupees per family per year for secondary and tertiary care hospitalization across more than 31,000 public and private empaneled hospitals in the country. India has significantly reduced its average applied tariffs for the key developed countries such as Australia, the UAE, Switzerland and Norway under the recently concluded mutually beneficial bilateral trade agreements. The sources indicate that the similar negotiations are currently underway with the European Union and the United Kingdom among the other partners. They added that the ongoing discussions with the United States should be viewed in this context. The External Affairs Minister, Dr. S. Jaishankar, has said that India looks as the world confidently wants to deal more in terms of promoting trade, mobility, investment, tourism and student engagement. Dr. Jaishankar said that during this interaction with the Indian community and the business leaders in Manchester, UK yesterday. Dubai is set to host the ICC Men's Champions Trophy final between India and New Zealand today. The two esteemed umpires from the Emirates ICC Elite Panel, Paul Rifle and Richard Illingworth, officiating the match. Both umpires played the key roles in the semi-finals, with Illingworth standing in India's win over Australia and Rifle officiating the New Zealand's victory against South Africa. And that is the end of this news bulletin.